A fresh survey suggests that nearly one in two Czech women at one point in their lives have become victims of some form of domestic abuse. The poll, published by the NGO Profem, also concludes that about a third of those affected are afraid to speak up. I spoke to one of the authors of the survey, sociologist Kamil Kunz, who explains its conclusions, what can be done to improve the situation, and how the data was gathered.
Our survey is a representative sample of women in Czech Republic. So we approach those who are 18 or older, and as we want to get detailed information on domestic violence extent, we asked 3,000 women, and data were collected online, which is cost-effective and appropriate for surveys where we ask very personal questions.
What were the main results of the survey?
From our survey, we know that there are 40% of women who were victims of domestic violence during her life, and 11% of women stated that they have been victims of domestic violence within last year. And if we look to prevention, there is 69% of women believe that prevention is insufficient in Czech Republic.
So 40% of women having been at the receiving end of domestic violence, that is a very high number. Are there any explanations as to why the number is so high?
It's quite high, but it's unfortunately, it's not shocking for people who are involved, for experts that help victims, but typically domestic violence is a hidden social problem that is not widely and publicly discussed. So for public, numbers might be shocking, but not for experts who are involved in this issue. There have been done a couple of surveys in Czech Republic since 2000, and unfortunately, results consistently confirm extent of domestic violence. So around 40 to 50% of population, women population, are subject of domestic violence.
And if we look at one result of your survey, it's about two-thirds of women who actually tell someone that they have been a victim of violence, whereas about a third don't. Now, what can be done to improve the situation for those 60% who are courageous enough to step forward?
So for victims, it's important to know what they could do in that situation, how to proceed. And also, it's important to have access to free legal aid. I think these two things could help very much.
Kamil Kunz was speaking there about the very serious issue of domestic abuse in this country.